Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody who's joining in the Facebook Live, the online corner crew, my bae and all them folks, my man G and everyone. I want to thank everyone who's calling in. Excuse me. Y'all. That Arizona energy gave me a little bit too much energy. I want to thank everyone that's calling in live to the studio, everyone that is here. And on their way. Hey, Therese, my Wednesday and Thursday have been beautiful. Do you hear me? I was
okay.
So, you know, I told you at my job they have a fountain in the middle of the job, and sometimes kids come and play, and you know, have a little fun and all of that. Well, these kids were playing in the water, and this lady and I were having a conversation, and I was talking about, you know, what we talked about with Little League Baseball and how they were at the Nationals and Phillies game, and you know, I was telling her about the energy and how those little kids were. Some people see them as an irritant. They're children. They're running around. They're laughing.
Yeah.
They're loud. And they're having fun, you know. But, you know, some adults are so busy adulting that, you know, they lose sight of that was once you. You know, that was once me, you and I. We were once kids and having fun and doing things that, you know, aggravated the heck out of our parents. I know it did, but we were kids doing kid things, and I was just, you know, admiring children. And I can't remember other than tell what came to mind. Seriously, when I was thinking, I was like, what am I been so excited and so focused on that nothing else mattered? Because I watched these children and how they were playing and the fun that they were having, and you know, imposed the rules, because you know the rules are no running. They don't want anyone to get hurt, but the kids, you know, they. Graham said, Mr. Security Officer, can I?
You going out, bro.
I laughed so hard at this child. know, because he started fence walking and asking me, was it okay to do that? You know, he said, I know we can't run, but can we fast walk? And he started, like, doing the robot walk and everything. Girl, it was so cute. It was so cute. And I told him, I said, yeah, you guys can fast walk, but be careful of each other. I don't want you guys running into one another and hurting yourselves that way. And I was just thinking about it, Treats. I was like, when was the last time excited about something and all my focus and energy was locked into that? And all I could think about was Kale's Corner. All I could think about was Kale's Corner and the last folks and even the arguments. I don't like a whole lot of arguing. I'm not that type of person. But I believe strong conviction banter about whatever it is, that's welcome. That is welcome. We don't get into name calling and talking to people outside of who they are. You know, I'm all for it. I love that energy. So, I can't wait. For the football season, but hey, we got college football, and if you want to know what your team is getting in the draft, the key is college football, and you will see the energy that those college players put into the game. The NFL can't match it, y'all. I'm serious, because everybody in college ball is hungry. Everybody in college ball want to hear their name called during the draft. And if not, they want to be signed on to a team. So the energy that these guys put into it is unmatchable. So, you know, I just... That's a word for the day. Energy. You know, who's going to and bring, you know, 007 always come with energy. You know, he always come with it. You know, he always come with it. Especially when we talk about them power bombs. You know what I mean? He always got that energy for that. You know, so yeah. That's the word of the day, y'all, energy. We're going to try to keep the energy up and everybody participate and make your comments and make your statements and make them known, you know? We want to hear it, okay? Now, I'm sorry, Chief.
What are you?
Energy too, y'all.
I already know what you're about to say. What I got to say, what I do the weekend. I mean, we getting ready for the trail ride. We're going to do a trail ride with the horses. So we're going to do that this weekend. I'm getting ready for the pop-up that's coming up. That's on the 10th on Allentown Road. Mm-hmm. So I've been a little busy. Trying to get the trail ride, help with the trail ride, not me personally doing everything. Just I'm a helper and trying to get everything squared away with that, and then trying to get everything squared away with the pop-up and doing mini pop-ups in between with TNT Fashions. So TNT Fashions is doing good thanks to Kale's Corner and all the shout-outs you've been giving us. So we appreciate that. So, I mean, just between all of that stuff and then taking care of my baby girl and her baby girl, which is my grandbaby, because my grandson, he just seems, ain't nothing wrong with him. He just going about his day like ain't nothing happened, ain't no accident, no nothing. So he good. So I got my hands busy. I'm doing a little something. Got my hands in a little bit of everything. So I'm good.
Now,
go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
And my son, our son, I claim him, like, this one's mine. He has an interview. He's following in his mother's footsteps. He's gonna. He has an interview today for a new job. He's. I'm not gonna jinx it. I'm not gonna put what he's gonna do. He actually get the job because I know he's going to get the job. I'm talking it into existence. He is going to get the
right.
job. But if you guys know what I did for a living,
mm-hmm.
that's the same thing he's trying to do for a living. So.
That's
with
what's
that
up.
Said,
that's what's up.
Yeah, he's gonna get that. He's gonna get it.
This is a season of new. Reese,
yep.
I told you Reese got a new job, a way
yep.
better job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Brother Ted came over yesterday and we talked. You understand what I'm talking about? And
okay.
we talked about family and things and, you know, Ted's daughter, and we got to put Tierra Gordon on our prayer list, y'all. But she was in a horrific situation. And Ted was talking about it, and bruh only saw new. He only saw good from the tragedy.
In the situation.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And I was listening to him talk and just lay out everything because, you know, when me and Brad get together, we talk. You know what I mean? It ain't no bulljack.
Yeah.
It ain't no playing around. It's some laughter and some jokes, but we talk. He is my
yeah.
therapist, and at times I am his. But, you know, the words that he would just... You know, well, God did this for this. God did this for that. And you know, to quote him exactly, he said, sometimes we won't let things go. Sometimes we find every reason under the sun onto things. And that's when God comes and takes it away, and we're like, oh, God, why did this happen to me? Woe with me. And he finishes his statement with, but he takes because he has better in store. He takes because you won't let it go so that he can do his thing. So, and I was just thinking about that thing today when I was at work. And those words, they cemented in me, you know. Sometimes we won't let things go. Sometimes we hold on. And as humans, human beings, making the natural human being mistake because we don't see the path that is ordained or set before us. We can only make our decisions and our movements off of what we think and we feel. And that thing was just, man, if we had a great time, you know, community. I had to text, bruh, as soon as he left my house. And I don't text nobody as soon as they leave my house unless they left something. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
I had to text,
yeah.
bruh, and say, man, that was a great visit, man. That was a great visit, you know? And I learned so much just by communication, And what I took from that is we have to let go and let God, man. We got to let go and let God. I'm telling you, all our steps are ordered. The problem or the fight is when we try to supersede his will. Man, let me stop. Okay, y'all. We're going to get back to sports talk, y'all. I ain't even going to do that. I'm going to get off the soapbox tree. I'm going to step down. I ain't going to do a red tea. Ain't no correction plate. or none of that. But I do want you guys to take heed to the words that I just spoke. You know, let go and let God, man. Let go and let God. He is the orator of our steps. He ordained them, the things that we go through. That's why he has carried us through them all. What, man? No, I'm talking about boys.
Yeah, okay. I understand what you're saying. Because if everybody under the sound of my voice keep the law, statutes, and commandments, we will be fine, period.
And you'll get us through it all, man. You'll get us through it all real quick. When I lost my dad, I was like, man, I just want to hear his voice. I just, you know, I listened to my voicemail. Hey, boy, what you doing? You know what I'm saying? Moms, I just want to hear. When I lost her, I need to hear her voice. I want to hear her voice. And out the blue, my aunt sends me a video from them at church, and my mother stood up and gave her testimony. You know what I mean? And it was just so good to hear her voice. And as soon as the video was over, God said to me, I got you. I got you, man. Let go and let me, man. Let go and let me. So if y'all don't remember anything else that I'm saying, let go and let God. All right, y'all. Hey, why did we go in that direction? Because he told me to. You got to beef with him. Beef with him.
I'm
going to tell y'all straightforward. My arms are too short to box with God.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
I ain't even trying.
That's a lose-lose. All right, y'all. On today's Kale's Corner episode, we'll discuss the 2023 MLB Stolen Base Leaders. The only time somebody's stealing is celebrated is in baseball. So we're going to go over that. We'll also discuss the latest in the NBA. It's really not a whole lot going on in the NBA right now. I clicked on Treece, and it was all about speculation. You know, what team will be best with the services of James Harden and, you know, all of that stuff. So I'm going to ask you guys, where do you think James Harden should go? Who would be best receiving his services? All right, college football kickoff weekend. Well, actually, it kicks off tonight. College football kicks off. We're going to go over a few to a couple of games. They have like 60 games going on tonight. Girl, I was looking at the college game schedule tree, and I was like, dang, if I didn't know there was this many colleges, I would have went to college. Shoot. All these schools, man, I mean in the thousands, y'all. So we're going to, you know, take a look at a few games and say, you know, I want to know what games or teams are you guys most interested in watching, you know? It starts tonight. It's tonight, y'all. College football. As soon as we get off of Kale's Corner, there's a game on. So, yeah, let's get into that. Okay, you can join Lady T and all our online corner crew on Facebook or
you can join us live. Okay. 563-999-3782 is the number, you guys.
And that's each and every Tuesday, Saturday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Kale's Corner. Is only real. I know we talking sports and good things to come for Everyone.
Bro, you blanking all the way out. Like, if you're talking, we can't hear you. Can't nobody hear you if you're talking.
Okay, can you hear me now?
There you go.
Yeah. I just asked if there was anything else you wanted to add. That's all.
No, we got it. You covered everything. Because, I mean, it's so many college games. We got to just jump right into whatever we're going to jump into and keep it moving. Oh, yeah, It is one thing. I took up a new hobby, and I know how to sew now. So I'm sewing my fringes on all of my clothes and all of Tang's clothes. So anybody need some fringes sewed on, look up your girl. I got you.
What are fringes?
Okay, so fringes are the I'm gonna post a picture of them on Kale's Corner on Facebook. But fringes are like we're on a different journey. I was telling you earlier, and in the Bible it says that if you're keeping the law, statutes, and commandments, one of the laws and one of the statutes is that all of the Israelites wear fringes on the bottom of their clothing. So women are supposed to, you know, on the bottom of their dresses or skirts, they're supposed to have some fringes with a border of blue in it, and the men are supposed to wear any color fringe, but all of the fringe have to have a ribbon of blue going across them. So that's what we're in the process of putting on, fringes on all of our clothing and stuff like that. So, yeah.
All right, I want to take a look at that.
Okay.
Hey, holler at Lady T. T. Francis to get fringed out. You know what I'm talking about? I'm trying to get fringed out. 563-999-3782. When we come back, MLB Stolen Base Leaders. To the radio on sports talk. So I have a section that's titled Kale's Other, and that's all my rock and roll and hard rock music and everything. And Creed was playing, and girl, I absolutely love Creed. I enjoy their music. And
okay.
I pulled up on Minnesota Avenue, and they banging go-go out the store, and people banging go-go in their car. And this dude heard my Creed because I had it on, loud blast as it could be. And he walked over to the car and leaned his head toward me. He said, man, what do you know about Creed, bruh? I said, man, I love Creed. I was like, I'm surprised you know about it. All the thing y'all blast around here is go-go. He said, man, when I tried to put Creed on, brothers tried to kick me out the hood. I was laughing like a mug, girl. That joint was funny as all the way. The fact that he heard it, knew what it was, and said everybody booed him when he tried to put Creed on their record player. Yeah, but that joint was funny as all the way. Okay, y'all. I'm sorry. I just had to tell my co-host about that. Yeah, that bad. All right, y'all. Stolen Bases. Right now, Ronald Acuña Jr. is leading the MLB with 61 stolen bases, y'all. Esturi Ruiz is following Acuña with 53. Okay. Corbin Curl, 41. C.J. Abrams of the Washington Nationals, y'all. We got somebody within the top five. I'm ecstatic. I can't control myself. C.J. Abrams, 38. Bobby Witt Jr., 38. Julio Rodriguez, 35. Nico Horner, 34. Wander Franco, 30. Willie Castro, 29. And at number 10 is Ha Soing Kim with 29. So, hey, y'all, that's a good thing, man. But nobody is catching Ronald Acuña Jr. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And Nas, I hope Nas called in because I want to tell him, stop talking about Atlanta like they some garbage. Y'all got the top stolen base leader in the MLB right now, 61.
He might get the MVP. He got a good chance.
Yeah. I don't see why not. I do not see, and I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't be mad about it at all. I wouldn't be mad about it at all. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's bring Brother Ted in.
Hey.
What's up, bro?
Hey, good evening, Kells Corner family. Good evening, Lady T.
Let me say this to you before you start talking. I hope and pray for your child. I don't know, you know, the things that she's going through, but I do hope and pray for her. I'm going to put her on my prayer list from here on out until you let me know that she's doing amazing, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Okay. Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I appreciate that, my brother. We hadn't talked for a minute, and I had been out of town. I've been in the hospital. My daughter been through some things. But somebody held that gunpoint and took her car. You know, So she was so frightened about that. But I'm already knowing what's going on, like you said, because I done prayed over my daughter, and then she had got anointed that Sunday, at church. Pastor put some oil on her forehead, and anointed her. And then I have a prayer line. We'd be on every Monday and Thursday, and man, the guys was praying. So during this time, it probably happened because after I got off the prayer line, I'm talking to my other daughter, Chicago. She's going through things, and so my wife, got the call, and I told my daughter, I'll call her back. Your sister's, something going on with your sister. So that's when they, said it. But the guy, told her, you got to give it up. And she told my wife she thought about driving off, this and that. But what she did is scoot over on the passenger side and got out and just said, holler my phone. And he threw out her phone and took on off. And so that's what it was. And so I was like, don't worry about any sentimental thing, your car, nothing that was in it. Your life is more important.
We can buy another car. We can get you another car, babe. We can get you another car. We can get another Tierra, though. So thank God for that.
At all.
Yes.
At all, But like Kel was saying, if you don't remove yourself from things, because she's dealing with a boy situation, and this nigga that ain't no good. For excuse my language, but he ain't no good.
I was gonna say, come on.
Took my baby down, taking it down.
I
have been praying all the while for my baby to come on back home, for her to this and that, and get herself back together, get back into her.
Danger.
And find herself. So I left it up to God, because if we say anything against the boyfriends, how it is, Tracy. You want to come to the girls and boys and that love. So, I left it alone. I put it in God's hands. So he doesn't work. So he, you know, real quick, y'all, bear with me. And so she just got out the hospital because she went to the hospital on our anniversary. We up there taking her to the hospital. And then that next day, that Tuesday, I went into the hospital. She got out Friday. I got out Saturday. There was some whole bunch of other stuff going on with that. And so anyway, she lost her job. She went back to work Tuesday. I mean, Monday. She was supposed to go back Tuesday, but they fired her when she went to work Monday. Okay, so now she's upset with that. So now, you know, job situation, UAU can't pay for that apartment, you know what I mean? So, but then the lady from her job sent the police by her house looking to talk about wealth and welfare thing. I'm like, if you're concerned, you would have got them, got dog get paid, stayed there when they gave her the letter and all that. But she got parents, you know, think she don't talk to us and call us? So anyway, she did that. Yeah. So now the apartment complex, you know, having issues and stuff. So anyway, I pray for her. You know, like how she need the house. She going to get out her rent, you know what I mean, without having no penalties. How she going to get unemployment because she can't just quit her job, you know? So that's where the firing came in. It's where her losing her job, I mean, her apartment. So she got to come back home. I'm like, I need my baby to come back home. She was talking about maybe December. That's what she's telling my wife. I'm like, no, I need her soon, now. So I put the prayer out on it. Like you say, prayer works. So he did that and then that, but she's still chasing behind that Negro. You know? So still going around, going
get
over
away,
there. So now God took your
get
car
away,
you know? So, yeah. So, but I knew what was going on. I'm good. I thank y'all for the prayers, and we're going to continue to pray, like you say, let she find herself and become, you know, what she was born to be, you know, because she's a special. She's born 2 pounds, 6 ounces. You know what I mean? So, yeah, so, but, and she's been anointed from birth, and so she got to get anointed again. We all, you know, do this and do that, but that don't mean that God ain't in control. We're going to go through ups and downs, but keep our eyes on him.
No doubt. No doubt.
Doubt.
No
doubt.
Nowhere else to look. Nowhere else to look. All right, bro. You got anything on this stolen bases, man? Like I said, Ronald Acuna Jr. is running away with it.
He done ran off with it. Yeah.
What's the record? What's the record?
What
you know, what's the record of stolen bases?
Mm. Okay. See? Yeah, Lady T will get on that. She on it. She on it.
And that Ricky Henderson, because we talked about that before at one time.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take another call while Lady T is going through that, y'all.
Yes, sir.
We're trying to get everybody in. Is this 57 with this crazy number again? Or is this Cap? Oh, this might be Cap. I'm sorry. 278? I don't want to give you a whole number out. 240-278. Where you at? All right, we're just going to leave him open. 434, what's happening?
I'm your Huckleberry.
Oh, Lord,
okay.
Here we go. Here we
so
go.
That
word.
Yep.
What's up,
57? Hey. What's
happening,
y'all? 57. The stolen base, you know what? It ain't got the shine on it used to have, you know, when Ricky was stealing bases and, I mean, you know, he stole some bases, and, yeah, he's having a good year doing it, but,
boy.
You know what I mean? I mean,
he get on my nerves.
You know what I mean? Is the record?
Right.
What number? Yeah. What is the number? What is the record?
The record in 1 year is like 130.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm. Okay, real quick, 57. My next question, Kel, was, do you think the guy who laid him will break it?
Nah. I don't think there's enough baseball left this season to break. If he was at 61 before the All-Star break, then I would say he had a chance. But he's at 61 now, and the regular season is pretty much coming to a close. So I think Henderson is safe this season. But I mean,
all-time record right now, on the all-time like leading scope base stolen like right now, he's ranked 209.
Oh no!
Like right now,
no.
Him, he's tied with a couple of people. He's tied with a couple of people. Like he's tied with a bunch of people.
And that
who's in
that
number one?
At 61 right now, but
is that a total season to season ranking, not just
one season.
Well, like 57 said, he stole a couple of bases.
hey. When Ricky Henderson and Lou Brock was still in bases, it was part of the team's offense. Ricky Henderson stole bases. That was an art. People didn't want Ricky Henderson on base, period. You walked in or whatever because they knew he was going to take the next base. And if you didn't watch out, he was going to take third on you. You know, that was part of the offense. Yeah, these guys just stealing bases to be stealing bases.
Ricky Henderson, in one season, he stole 130 bases, right? But guess what his attempts was? His attempt at stolen bases was 172.
Really?
172. And Lou Brock, he was at 118. And his attempts were 151. So they were trying to steal some bases, honey.
Yeah, it was part of their offense.
Yeah, I see what you mean by part of their offense now. I get that. All right, let's go. I believe this is Cap, man.
Yes, sir.
Cap, that's you, Cap.
Yes, sir. Hey, what's up, y'all?
What's up, Cap?
You know, it's funny, 57, as much as 57 don't like me and mess with me, we always thinking the same. I promise you. Because when I was listening to the base stealing leadership, I said, it's not appealing as it used to be. It's just not the same.
Yeah.
Back in the day, stolen base with Mari Wills and Bunk Wills and all them and Lou Brock and all them guys, man, it meant something. Because that's how they scored their runs. Yeah. They manufactured them. Most of the time, now with the juice ball era, the steroid, all that, and you know the long ball is the thing now. It's a whole different deal with it. Like they don't even report like, oh, he stole a base. Oh, he, you know, it's not appealing anymore like it used to be.
Yeah.
And not to cut across you, Cap, but to piggyback on what you're saying, Cap. Don't forget, you can't hold a runner on no more like you used to. You can only throw over there two times.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Why wouldn't you use it?
Right.
But like you say, like y'all was saying, though, the league is going to the power hitting. It ain't going to the manufacturing run, small ball.
No.
You know?
Nope.
Yeah.
But why somebody mess around and win in October this year with that small ball stuff?
He does it every time.
They got to go away. The baseball guys don't like that. Like, that's pure That's pure baseball, man.
I'm beginning to like you more, Cap. I'm beginning to like you more.
Well, that's my main sport. I keep telling you, 5-7, I can talk baseball. Man, listen, I used to listen to the ball games on the radio, bro, as a little boy.
Come, man.
And people thought I was strange. They thought I was strange.
Yeah. Why that boy won't go out and play?
Right.
Yeah. I am playing. I'm listening to the game.
Yeah, learning it. Yep.
You're learning. That's what's up.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's take.
Yes, sir.
Is this Nas or Red with all these
this
moments?
This round of cooler, I don't appreciate y'all devaluing my record-setting season. Y'all need to put some respect on the Braves name. Yes, sir.
Tell him again.
I said Atlanta.
You were the one talking about, man, it's hard being an Atlanta fan. That was you.
Thank you.
And look, I said, I hope Nod called in today because Ronald Acuna Jr. with the Atlanta Braves is leading in stolen bases.
And I see he might get the MVP.
And Kale, real quick, Nas, I said after Cap said what he said about somebody that might win it, the championship playing small ball, I said, yeah, Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't playing.
Hold on, nothing about the fact y'all blown like your last two out of three games. You don't call me when that happens.
That's true,
Yankees.
Take a break. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It was very stressful time for the Atlanta family. You know, I had to step away for a second. But things are back under control. Don't let Mookie try to steal this MVP from Acuna. But just take the fan stuff away though. Just on the real. What 57 said and what Buddy, I think it was Cap, just said is the truth. The rule changes made stolen bases back in the game. So it ain't just Acuna stealing. It's all across the league. Teams are stealing way more because, like you said, pitcher can only throw over twice, and the pitcher got that pitch clock. So they know, you know what I mean?
Yep.
You can't just stand up there and do all the old school stuff you used to do. So that's what's going on. It's kind of like three-pointers. Somebody going to pass Steph Curry in threes, and it ain't because they're a better shooter. It's because they walking into the league, and they letting them shoot 10 and 12 a game. So they're going to pass him.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Don't mean better.
Facts.
That's what's up. All right, let's take another call. Bro, Tang, what it do, bro?
Tang.
How y'all doing today?
We are. Right,
what's going on, Mr. Quarterback?
That's right.
How you doing,
Jay? Go ahead. I hear you today talking to Mr. Quarterback. Hey, look.
Y'all did the best thing, though, man.
Yes, we did, Ted. Yes, we did. We definitely did. I ain't mad at them for doing what they did. You know what I'm saying? Jack, after food, that means Cooper Rush should be right there.
All right, don't y'all get my co-host riled up over there. Leave that alone.
All right, we're going to leave it alone.
He's feeling the pain.
I just got to excuse this noise for me.
I'm sorry, you got to hear that. I know.
Hey, Ted, I got that under control, Ted.
All I'm gonna say
is this: September the 10th, we're selling all family business, baby.
I'm gonna be at the pop up. I don't know what about you, but I'm gonna be at the pop up. You can be at the pop up or the pop out, either one you want.
Oh man, tell her again, Sam. She gonna know what that score is by the end of the day, huh?
Y'all ain't tattooing. Tree said she picked up a new hobby, sewing. So we about to see Lance, cowboy, 49er jersey sewn together.
That's right.
And Tree's going to watch it.
Blasphemy. That's blasphemy.
That's blasphemy, John. Well, you know, we let women get away with stuff. We can't, y'all. You know, we can't let them do
that's
that.
True.
Yeah, about,
that's true.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
said that's true.
So
I got to share with you, Lady T, about sewing.
Huh?
Okay.
Later. I share with you later on your thing about sewing. Because my mother been sewing all her life. She even makes patterns.
Hey, Tang, you notice they didn't ask you any questions about stolen bases because we know you're a rookie in this. You know what I'm saying?
No, I was just about to ask him. I was just about to ask him.
It's all good because one thing I do know is I heard you talk enough about how the stolen bases used to be back in the day. you and Lady T. So I'm cool with it. You know I don't know much about the stolen bases. I'm only seven years in, bro.
Hey man, I can't get him today, man. I can't. Let's talk about the Wizards, man. Let's get him fired up. Let's talk about the Wizards.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy.
Speaking of fire, man.
Yeah, he cooler than the gang today.
Yeah, he do. Hey, look, I was trying to nudge Ted, not Ted, Tang off. And they be like, bruh, come on, bruh. We got to give it time, bruh. And I be like, man, shut up. We ain't got to give it time.
Y'all terrible. Y'all terrible.
I've been hearing that for 20 years. Just give us some patience.
Yeah.
Be patient, bruh. We're going to have a good team next year.
And then next year, the Bama's in the toilet.
Okay.
They lose more than I changed my underwear.
Did this Bama just say they lose more than he changes underwear? 57.
Yeah.
You got problems, man. You got problems.
Yes, he does.
I'm sorry.
Big bro.
Hey, it's Friday, man. I'm sorry.
Don't pay him no attention, man. Don't pay him no attention, big bro.
Let's bring in the Kale's Corner nut ball. What's up, Double O?
Double O.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Happy Thursday,
Double
O. What it do,
soldier? Put your five-second button on, Kale.
Double O, Seth, what you over there drinking Coke 45? Because you just came in like Billy D, bro.
Happy Thursday,
everybody.
Nah, I'm getting your side.
Right, no kidding.
Oh, my arm to fall off,
right.
Kale.
You hiding in the store. I'm
about 007.
You know,
I'm hiding
I'm
in the cut.
That's
the quiet store. He doing
y'all
the quiet store.
Y'all know he's hiding in the cut. Y'all know he's not supposed to be on the phone, so.
Uh-oh, he in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kale's Corner does not promote anyone using their phone at work when they're not supposed to. That's a rule. You do not promote anyone using their phone. So if you lose your job, don't come to Kale's Corner telling us the rent due. I'm going to tell you, you was on the phone.
We're just going to promote a new one for you. We're going to just try to help you get through with that's all.
Well, we can give you a T-shirt. That's the best we can do.
Look. Look, break. It's just a little break. So we're talking about who are you talking about? The Wizards?
We talking about the stolen base.
No, we're talking about stolen base leaders. I'll read them again real quick for everybody. Ronald Acuna Jr. is leading with 61. Isturi Ruiz is second with 53. Corbin Carroll is third with 41. C.J. Abrams, fourth with 38. Bobby Witt Jr., 38, tied with Abrams. Julio Rodriguez, 35. Nico Hoyner, 34. Wanda Franco, 29. Will Castro, 29. And Ha Sung Kim, 29. Those are the top 10 base stealers in 2023 thus far. You think he's not?
I said Wander Franco's going to stay at 29 because he's in trouble.
Oh, okay. Okay. Why you say he's in trouble?
Yeah, what did he
do? He's over in the Dominican Republic, wherever he's from. You know, he's got he's got charges. Second complaint yesterday, so he won't be on that list for long.
Wow.
I don't know what they just trying to add on. Like they do. Let me just be quiet.
Yep.
They
me
just
too.
Adding on.
Me too.
Does that know if I was hey,
me too. Wild with his sis. You know how they do.
Me
well,
too.
One person
me
jump
too.
Off yeah. the tree, and everybody jumps out.
I'm going to say, let me say this. Let me be the devil's advocate. I want to know every child that he's wrong. So if they got to come out like this with it, come on with it. I want to know every child that he wronged. Because remember, y'all, in the beginning,
allegedly wronged.
I want to know. Because in the beginning, they tried to make it sound like a love story between a man and a woman. She was just younger. I want to see if he has a history of this. I want to see if it's really and truly a problem.
Yeah.
You know, do little girls mean more than baseball to you? Which one is more important, bro? You know, and we'll get a closer look into exactly what is what with these reports as they come out. I too hate the fact that the media does this like this, but we got to look at the good side of it. At least the accusations will be proven or disproved. Either way, we move forward. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, if it's 10, let me know all 10. If it's only 2, let me know the 2. You know what I mean? So, hey, I'm not mad at the media for putting it out there.
It's not the media that's putting it out there like that, like bringing them one at a time. It's the ladies that's coming one at a time. They wait for one person to come, and then the next person say, "Oh, well, she did it. I'm gonna do it too. Let me put my name in." I don't know. That's how it's going down.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like the media is not putting it out there one at a time, because if the media had all the facts, they would put it out there all at one time.
Exactly.
Yeah, but this is kind of how journalism works, though. Once you throw a budget down there and you give people the chance to investigate something, before you know it, you can find a whole bunch of stuff. Like, you can take this back to the 90s. If they was to have an investigation on me getting free soda from Burger King and claiming I was getting a water, now the first time they say, "Oh, we caught this brother one time." But if they really investigate, they would probably find out, I ain't never paid for a soda at Burger King in all my years of life. I was selling them things back in the day. But if you put reporters on the ground, you see what I'm saying? You'd be like, "Oh, wait a minute. He's a serial soda stealer."
Yep. I don't understand about this whole thing is that I'm like, sis, I can't even watch movies where women or children are being hurt. You know, if I see that that's getting ready to happen, I just turn away from the movie because I can't watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't watch it. But I'm going to say this. Other countries do things a different way. If this guy molested someone, he needs to be held responsible for what he did. But say that she's 19 and he's 22, from what one of the reports are, that's a little far stretch right there. You know, I understand what you're trying to say, but that's only 3 years apart.
Mm-hmm.
At that age, now, it'd be different if you say he was 19 and she was 14. I'd be like, "Boy, are you crazy? What's wrong with you?"
Or 12. Yeah.
Or 12, you know. But I don't condone, first of all, if you got to be physical with a woman, then you are a female dog. And I say that because I can't say the word.
Before you finish, it wasn't anything physical. They just questioned the relationship, period. It wasn't anything.
No, I understand
physical.
That,
you know,
sis.
Like, they wasn't fighting. But he wasn't abusing nobody.
But I'm,
it was just, they,
I understand that.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is any type of abuse, physical, mental, to a woman or a child, true or not. I'm with you, sis. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
If it's proven that he didn't do anything, then exonerate that man. But if he did something, hold him responsible for what he did and what he did only.
But just my thing, to piggyback off what you're saying, how about investigate first? and get all the facts and then put it out there. Because this is going to damage his reputation either way. It's going to damage his reputation. If he did it, it's definitely going to damage his reputation. And if he didn't do it, it's going to be some conspiracy theorist people. Oh, he paid them all to shut them up.
Yep.
Or he did.
Yep.
It's never going to be that he did not do it if he was found innocent. So either way, it's going to damage his reputation. So he in a catch-22 at this moment.
Hey, can I interject real quick? It's the same thing with the Deshaun Watson thing. It's the same thing with Tiger Woods thing, and on. Like, you'll get all of these, oh, well, somebody said something. Well, somebody else said something, too. Even Bill Cosby. Well, somebody else. But you never see where they get charged, and the media don't have the same energy as they do in the beginning when they report it, as they're saying, well, it was just settled out of court. They'll keep it dry. Well, he did something, but he really didn't do that. But they don't put that out there, like the details, like 57 said. Like, use the same energy to exonerate a man. Don't just do a smear campaign and grab the money and leave.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's what it's about, though,
Kat. Like,
but that's what it's about. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
It's about the money. It's about that.
Yeah. Shout out to Mike Irvin. Remember years ago, he came outside that courtroom and he yelled into that microphone, make your corrections as large as the allegations was that y'all used in y'all headline. Mike Irvin was going
sir.
On them folks.
Yes, sir.
But we got to be careful. We got to be careful giving everybody a pass because Tiger was in Perkins and Waffle Houses all over the Southwest making the magic happen, leaving voicemails on waitresses' phone. My wife's going to call. Don't answer. Like, he just needed a...
But
he needed
a
better uncle around him. Somebody.
Tiger like the river with dirty feet, bro.
But with Tiger, the only thing Tiger did was Tiger messed his own self up. He messed his own self up. Everybody in Tiger's situation was consensual. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew that he was married. They knew it. You know what I mean? Like, they knew it. They didn't care. He had the money.
Yeah.
He did it. They took the money, and they kept it moving. Only reason why Tiger got in trouble is because the wife outed him. Everybody knew it after the wife outed him. And then it started being, well, Tiger messing with this lady. She messing with this boy. All that. Nobody really came out and was like, he messing with me. Like, he sexually abusing me. It was never that.
Right. He didn't do anything illegal.
Tiger.
He just cheated.
He didn't do nothing
maybe
illegal.
Immoral,
yeah.
But he didn't do nothing illegal. The only problem was he had sold himself as a family man to all those companies, so all of that had to go away.
Yeah,
His,
but
I tell you what, Tiger didn't like no.
Ain't nobody saying nothing about
Tiger.
Kobe did the same thing. Big Ben.
Tiger didn't like no challenge. That's why he went to the Trailer Park Girls. But they going to say yes easy. You know, all that money he got, all the people he hang around, he mean to tell me he couldn't find somebody that had as much to lose as he did. Oh, no. He liked them girls with the dirty feet, buddy. Yes, sir.
You can't communicate.
I've heard her called everything.
This is the first time I've ever heard somebody call her dirty feet. I mean, come on, 57. You got too much time,
hey,
right?
Man.
You got too much to learn.
Anyway, look, when he found her, she was probably coming out of the Curb Market with flip-flops on, dirty feet, and no bra. And he took her to Walmart and said, buy you some clothes.
But Tyler, his wife was a maid, so he didn't have no high standards anyway. He married the maid. And made the maid his wife. Like, who does that? Who married? Oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger, my bae.
He was walking to the light,
sis. This is what I'm talking about with Kale's Corner. This is what I'm talking about with Kale's Corner. What other show lead off with the stolen base leader
and
end up talking about people dirty feet? Going to Walmart, buying a new outfit. Boy, I love Kale's Corner, man.
I love Kale's Corner.
That was the
Feet goes with running.
Feet goes as well as stolen bases. Dirt on the feet.
I'm sorry.
Tie together. All right, y'all. We'll be right back. 563-999-3782. Dirty feet.
Right now.
We don't own the rights to the music.
I just need you to get real loose.
That was right on time.
Grab your loved ones. Or grab your love partner.
Cowboy boogie.
And if you're by yourself, no worries. Just follow after me. Yeah. Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now and dip with it. Gonna throw down, take a step with it. And lean back, put your head up in it. Let's have some fun. To the left now. To the right, to the right.
To the right, to the right.
Now take your left hand and put it on your side. Gonna roll your shoulders.
That
I
was boy.
No.
That's the ball right there, dog.
No! Oh my goodness, who was that? Please don't do that again.
He just popped everybody eardrum.
Everybody.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, my goodness. He all, huh? All right, y'all. Latest NBA news. I see, bro. Hey, they only talking about the World Cup, y'all, and you know, Luka Doncic and all he's doing with Spania. But and I'm looking at a picture of Luka Doncic, and if you guys get a chance, go on NBA.com. And I forgot who it was on Tuesday that said Luka looks good. That Bama looked good, man. He done slimmed down. What's the boy name? Grandmama. He kind of got a grandmama frame now. You know what I mean? He looked good, man. He looked good. I hope he's also learned to pass the ball with his I hope he's learned to share. But you know, hey, he looked good. In other news, USA crushes Jordan. Stay perfect at the World Cup. You know, they doing the thing. They doing the thing, and no. 007, we are not going to compare them with the Dream Team. Yeah, we ain't gonna compare with the Dream Team, but they holding their own and they doing good. Other than that, it's really not a whole lot of NBA news. My NBA heads, have you guys heard anything?
I have. They said Ben Simmons he don't mind going back to Philadelphia. So he's open to going back to Philadelphia. So they trying to see if that's a good fit right now. So they trying to see how that's going to work. Cause they're going to be missing James Harden. So they're going to have to, you know, fill in to James Harden. Because I don't know if he's going to play or he's going to do what he's going to do.
Yeah, I don't know. The Ben Simmons
He looked good, too.
Wait and see. Ben Simmons does?
Yeah.
He has me in the wait and see approach with him.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
I didn't see anything physically. You know, truly all in his head. So has he cleared all?
He looks good. He looks good. He been playing some one-on-one. He been, you know, practicing. His workouts look amazing. I don't know about his mental health. I don't know anything about his mental health yet. But the way he's been talking and, you know, showing up for on his one-on-ones and, you know, talking to interviews and all that kind of stuff. He sounds good. He looks good. He looks amazing,
but
he sounds good.
Y'all trying to raise my pressure.
I'm serious.
I'm trying to raise my pressure.
Hey, Cap, I was coming
hey, Cap, I'm telling you.
I was coming to you next and ask you how you
okay.
felt about this.
Let me tell you, everything Lady T, everything Lady T said was facts, all facts. But the only problem with that is it's not part of the regular season or the playoffs.
That's
he's off-season perfect. He's perfect in the off-season. He has jump shots in the rec. He's bodybuilding. His arms getting cut up. He's running the floor. He's doing all that. He's a summer boy. Basketball is played in the winter. And his heart. You can't see
but Cap,
heart
I think
film.
He went to a psychiatrist. I think he got a psychiatrist. Like, I think he's working on his mental. I think he's really working
okay.
on his mental because if you hear him talk, he don't sound like the old Ben Simmons. Like he don't be saying all of the old things he normally would say. Like he's saying good.
Okay.
Like he's talking good for himself. Like he don't talk up.
I got
he don't you. Talk himself up. He just talk, you know, normal. Like he's just trying to
right.
be Ben Simmons.
He's talking,
like he's not putting no added pressure
like
on himself. He's not doing nothing.
He's talking
yeah.
like a man. But he's talking like a man who's got to get to that next contract to me. Let's not leave that part out.
Okay. 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 I forgot about that. You're right.
Yeah, he got to sell him.
Right.
You go to the job interview, too. You're going to say, I come to work every day. You know what I mean? We're going to give you all that. All the fine china
exactly.
until we get comfortable. Then we're going to show our tail.
We'll talk. His camp told me, better straighten up, boy. Time to stop being a small baby, you know.
Yeah.
We done did that.
Yeah.
And got away with it. So now it's time to, you say, go for that next one. And you got to be grown now. Put your grown man's pants on.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the captain of the Best Shape of My Life All-Stars. So every summer, football and basketball, we get these stories. In the best shape of my life. I'm about to have a career year. So, you know, it is what it is, man. But if he get his mental right, like we all say, physically, we know what it is with him. But the other NBA story, though, is former NBA referee Eric Lewis. Eric Lewis, who famously in the playoffs looked like he was upset that Jimmy Butler scored a bucket against the Celtics. His whole family is Celtics fans. They found out on Twitter that he had a burner, and he was on there responding to people who was complaining about officiating and stuff like that. Well, today he announced his retirement before any punishment could come
up. Yes, I saw
that.
Yeah, he did. I posted him to Kim Kumar, too.
I told you you can't trust the referees. I told you can't trust the referees. It's an agenda, man.
That's true.
You know,
I said that when I posted that post.
They're gonna go to AI.
Iguodala. He didn't told it all. He said it was a script. All this stuff is scripted.
Fact.
They posted it.
Fact.
He said all this stuff is scripted. So we are all of us getting our hopes up that our team gonna be the next one to do it. All that. No, if your team ain't one of the fan favorites. In them finals, if your team ain't one of the fan favorites, you might as well go sit down with the rest of us who are all sitting down. You might as well just sit down because they ain't making it. They already got the
grip. I'm going to take it a step further. If your team ain't or coach are not NBA favorites, because if it's scripted, it's a script by them. So.
Yeah.
You know, let's think about this. If you are writing the script, I got to be a favorite to you. I have to be someone that I think about Clay and Curry and Draymond Green and how they were just so powerful, you know. And I don't want to say their run is over because I don't believe it's over, but I looked at some of the officiating during their games, and it was like, okay, you just called that on the other end. Why are you not calling it for them now? You know, and I can recall the championships saying, oh, y'all just going to let Golden State get away with that? Y'all just going to let them
do
that?
It was their time.
It's okay. The famous controversy behind the crab walk or the Euro step. That's traveling. That's traveling in its purest fashion.
Okay.
But you guys are saying, no, it's not traveling. It's a Euro step. They are allowed to do that. But then when I go and look up the rules for traveling, if you take a certain amount of steps without dribbling the ball, that's traveling, sir. That's traveling. And I was like, why are they changing the rules now? Why are they? And it goes to Iguodala and his comments. It's scripted. It's scripted.
Hold on, Kev.
Evan Turner was the one who really said it.
Right, but hold on. They weren't saying that it's scripted. What they were saying is if you're playing the Lakers, who the NBA wants to advance and because of the money, TV and everything else, they're saying in a, you know, important game against them, if you're in L.A., you got to beat them by 10 damn near to make up for the calls that they going to get. It's the same way as
20.
Hey, man, you're traveling.
15 to be exact.
Right. 1 to be exact. So that's
the
point they make. They're not saying that it's scripted. They're just saying that the overwhelming favorite who the league likes and wants to advance, you really got to beat them because they're going to get all the borderline 50-50 calls. Things are going to go their way more than not. But they're not saying it's scripted. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but let's be clear. Go ahead.
During Coach K's reign at Duke, going into Cameron Indoor, did all of us or most of us assume that Duke was going to get them calls at home at Cameron? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that you're saying it's scripted. It's just that home court advantage is a move when you're talking about a team that they like, that the TV rating.
That means don't go as hard as you do because it's a lot of, like you said, it's a lot of favoritism. That means slow up on your game.
He's
saying you got to be twice as good.
Yes.
Well,
what
do you guys say?
They already know you got twice as good.
Of course you got to be twice as good. That's why you're not going to get the calls that you're supposed to get because they're going to overlook them. You got to be 15-1 for halftime.
Exactly.
What do you guys say when it's a series and the favorite team has to go to the other team's house? Are calls being made for the favorite team in other people's houses as well? Or is that the only resemblance of fair calls?
You ever heard of a guy named Donaghy?
Just call it fair. Curry.
Okay,
I remember
Donaghy.
I remember John
Cheater.
And told it
he
all.
Should have.
Cheater.
Hey,
Cheater.
He should have
Cheater.
Because I sent
Cheater.
Him. I sent him a video thing of it. Because my cousin sent it to me, and I sent it to you, Kale. They was talking about him betting and stuff. On the thing. So yeah.
Yes.
But do y'all remember when AI was out there, and the referee told him, you not getting no more calls. Because AI was getting on the ref so bad, he said, we can get you. The next time, they called everything on him. Every single call, they was calling on AI. They didn't let him do nothing. Not one thing.
What about refs who get into it with players and just have a bad relationship? Yeah.
But I understand that, too. But that's why I say what I'm saying. It's kind of scripted to me. It's kind of scripted.
Nah.
Like, it's
no, well...
You're not supposed to win because it's stacked against you 15-1 like Tank said. It's 15-1. It's stacked against you, right? It's already 15-1 against you.
I would say that would be something personal, though.
Hold on, wait a minute. But they already know you can't. Hold on, wait a minute. They already know you can't beat that person. That's why it's stacked that way, and you're not gonna get the calls. So if that ain't scripted, I don't know what is. If they're not gonna call the game correct, and you're not gonna get no calls in your way, and the calls always going the other way, that is a script. That is completely a script.
Can I say this? Can I say this to that?
Yes.
Remember what you said earlier. Remember what you said. Iverson was getting on the referee. Okay, so then now this referee said you're not getting any more calls. You're not getting any calls. So that's the individual ref. You know,
these weren't the same refs.
You know,
that wasn't the same ref that did it. They got together on the next game and said,
we're not giving
him no calls. Fact. It wasn't that same ref.
Exactly.
It was not that
same
ref that he got on.
It wasn't.
Okay,
exactly.
Okay, again. So was that ref and another ref got together or all the refs from the next day? But bottom line, I still would think though, like I say, these refs, my opinion always been, I always never liked refs when I was playing, and I don't like them now because I say it's just conspiracy with them, you know, especially with the sports betting thing.
Yeah.
But especially with the sports betting thing, it goes back to also with Boston College, with Henry Hill, and all kinds of things. So it's just referees. They got their own discretion. Some players they don't like. Some players they do like.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, some teams they want to win, you know, and this and that. So you never know what their agenda is.
That's why I'm
saying
it was scripted. That's what you
Let me poke a couple holes in that. Let me just say one thing. All you got to do is read Tim Donahue. When he was out in Philadelphia with the mob and the mob walked up to him, read that book about Tim Donahue, the referee, and all of y'all know him. Just read that book. He's going to tell you what they do and how they come to him, and he's going to tell you everything. Just read the book, Tim Donahue.
Yeah.
If you don't believe nothing, read
that doesn't
book.
Mean the NBA scripted it. That means the mob and Tim Donahue did that. It don't mean the NBA did it.
No, but this is
that means the mob and the referees do it. The NBA didn't do it.
But it tells you 57 debt.
Let's go into the Donahue.
Why would I believe a guy that's lied to me for 20 years with bad calls? Okay, why would I listen to a guy that's okay? But I be one person talking now, and that's me.
Hold on, y'all.
Okay, let me finish.
Wait one second. You talking over somebody while they were trying to make their point?
No, I'm not. The only person talking is me right now, sis.
No, not.
And you
talking over somebody?
No, he's trying to get in.
You
just can
hear him.
But go ahead.
Oh, so y'all just cut me off in the middle of my sentence.
No.
You
make
cut
your
somebody
point
else
57.
Off.
Make your point 57 and then go.
No, go ahead.
I'm done. Oh, man. I wanted to hear it.
Go ahead and finish me, dog.
No, I'm just repeating myself. I'm just repeating myself anyway. That's all I'm doing.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Nas.
Come on, now.
The thing I was going to say is the first thing with Donahue, you got to remember this. And this is in the book the brother was just talking about. When he gave the little tips on betting to the mafia, he would win in games he officiated. The games he didn't officiate, where he wasn't working, he was telling them, giving them plays on those. You know what happened? They lost all those plays to the point where they told him, hey, man, don't give us no games that you ain't working. So, for one, we're talking about a single person who basically got in debt and then the mob, you know, used him. That's how that game goes. But going back to the original thing as far as this being scripted, people don't pay $5 billion for a team and then they sit at a table and they tell him, hey, you can't win this year, such and such get to win. These wealthy people we talking about, they don't get dictated to like that. They wouldn't accept nothing like that.
I agree.
You going to tell Mark Cuban he don't get to win and somebody else gets man, Mark Cuban ain't going for that.
Hey.
He's going to win tomorrow.
Can
the moment
interject?
You tell
when
him
you have a chance, can I jump in there?
No.
Can I jump
no.
in?
No. Yes, I, yeah. Yeah, let me tell you why. Let me tell you exactly why I say that they do. They do get dictated like that too because everybody is winning either way. They're all winning.
Either way, it's about the money.
It's about the money. It's about the money. It's not about the championship for them.
Not
it's
championship.
About putting
not
butts
championship.
In them seats and it's putting butts in them seats and all the paraphernalia and stuff that they sell to the fans. It's about that. They don't care one bit about that game. They do not care
but
about that game at all.
The mob don't have nothing to do with it.
Now let me explain why that ain't true.
They care about making money.
Golden State paid $250 million last year in taxes over for going over the cap. If everybody was going to get money regardless and it didn't matter, then everybody would do what? They would minimize their team, pay as little as possible so they can make all those profits you're talking about. Winning a chip, go look at what's going to happen in Denver for the next few years off that one chip. They're going to eat off that for a long time. Like, winning a chip is a big deal. Dirk went from being considered a coward and a choker to everybody looking at Dirk as a champion and all this. That means what? Money for Dallas going forward, because you can always go back to that chip. So, yeah, them owners ain't signing up for nothing like that, man, where it would be scripted. And then the other part is, if you're going to fix something, you got to have the players involved. And let me know if you're going to run a if you're going to run a conspiracy, you're going to tell J.R. Smith and them about it and hope they don't tell nobody? Like, come on, man.
It ain't for every player. It's certain players that get it. That's the star on the on the team. It's not for every player, Nah. That's what you got to understand.
Right.
It's not for every player.
Can I say look at the players who said this. Look at where their career went to. Look at where their career went to.
Hold on, Ted.
Come on, Nah.
Because somebody was talking. You talking over somebody.
Make your point.
You next.
What was the point? Yeah, you
go ahead,
Nah.
Make your point.
Go ahead, Nas.
No, he was going. I was waiting on him. He was going.
All I was saying was that everybody don't get it. It ain't for everybody. It's for the stars and the superstars that's on that team that they know that can produce to change the difference of the game. That's who it's for.
Yes, sir.
It's not for everybody.
All right, man. Let me just say this, and I'm going to speak to my gamblers with this. 57 going to understand immediately. When you talk about the gambling world, wins and losses or a game don't matter. You know what matters? The point spread. So referees can affect the point spread. But as far as wins and losses, they ain't got no change in that. They don't care about that. The easiest game to fix is football, because one PI can do whatever. But when it comes to basketball, man, Go look up that Stephen Smith story where he was out there and they was trying to fix games. And before you knew it, all those people started betting on that side because a conspiracy can't stay in a small room. And before you knew it, that brother ended up going to jail, messed up his basketball career, everything, man. So, if you think they got a conspiracy and they're involving all these people, somebody would talk, have a book deal, movie deal, and all of that, bro. Conspiracies just don't work like that. People don't keep quiet.
It's too trashy. There's a referee that was out against Tim Duncan. He will always have 3 to 4 fouls by the half.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you control the game. That's how you control the game. Arian Foster in football, you just said football is easier to control. Arian Foster said it was scripted, man. He said they handed them plays. They handed them sheets at their locker in the beginning of the game and told them, told the linebacker to miss on this tackle. He's coming up the A gap, and I mean, it's just crazy out here, bro.
Wasn't joking. I think you need to watch the interview again. Arian Foster was joking, man. He's the one who started all this, and now the NFL has embraced it, and they're doing commercials talking about a script and stuff. So, I mean,
Of course they're gonna do that because they outed them. Outed them, so they had to shut him up one way or another. So they made it a joke. All jokes is some truth too. Okay, started somewhere. The truth starts somewhere, and then at some point it becomes false. Okay, so that's
all right, let me ask y'all a question. If you did the scripting like you're saying, and the last 30 years the Cowboys don't win the Super Bowl, who go in there and tell Jerry that?
Jerry don't really care. Look how much money Jerry
cares.
What? He
Jerry don't care? Has he lost any money? Has he lost any money? That's all I'm going to ask y'all. Has he lost any money?
No.
He just built that stadium. He just helped another player build that stadium.
He makes
what money he lose?
And I say all over everybody every year. It's about the money, man.
You don't think Jerry care about winning the
chip? Everybody can't talk at once.
I don't care. I think
Jerry does care about winning the Super Bowl, but he cares more about money. I'll say there you that. Go. Jerry wants there to win.
A Can
season.
I say this?
Believe that.
Can I say this?
Go ahead.
Yeah,
can
he
I
does
say
it
this?
Too.
Go ahead. He's about 80-something, and he can't take his money to the grave. He wants to win a Super Bowl before he dies.
Right.
So it ain't the money factor to him. They worth $10 billion. Can I finish, please? That he's worth $10 billion.
Yeah, he's worth $10 billion.
I'm good.
But one thing that we all know about billionaires, the only thing that makes them feel good is the next billion. It ain't about the billions they already have. It's the next billion.
Yeah, I can dig that, but like I say, Kel, look how old that man is. I understand that. I mean, that's the mind and process of a billionaire. You keep making those, you know, Warren Buffett, all that. I dig that. But like I said, as far as compared to now, when you're saying as far as what's more important to him, making that money or getting his Super Bowl, he got the money already. He wants another Super Bowl. They ain't had a Super Bowl in how many years?
Let me just say something real fast, Ted.
Hold on, Ted.
You absolutely right, Ted. That's why you see Jerry doing the things this year that he never did before in 20 years, because when Jimmy Johnson left, Jimmy Johnson told him, you will never win a Super Bowl again until you get a GM back here because you don't know football. And now he's spending the money this year like he never, ever did before. Look at all the players that we go out and get now. Look at what he's been doing this year. And look at his track record. He never did that because he thought he was going to win a Super Bowl. Yes, he is getting old now. And he do want to see a Super Bowl in his lifetime before he leaves this earth. That's why he's doing the things he do. We never did what we did this year. Go out there and spend money for all these players. We never did that.
You got to realize, to our own
$3 billion
or more, the Super Bowl is nothing but bragging. That's all it is to them.
Mm-hmm. Can I say
something? Let's keep going. I agree. Let's finish up. My bad.
Only thing I'm trying to say about the whole matter on the conspiracy thing, if you want to find something that's wrong or back your point up, it's easy to go either way you go. For conspiracy or one against conspiracy. But only thing I want to say is don't give me a criminal that wrote a book to save his butt and made money after he's been found guilty and tell me to read what he said, and he's been cheating and stealing for 20 years. If you want to give me some more to believe that there's a conspiracy, give me some real facts. This guy write a book. This guy, well, Donahue, who believes what he said? Anyway, and why would you, like Nas was saying, why would you spend all that money to get a team and then all of y'all get in the boardroom and decide how you're going to script the season for this year? I want to win a championship. That's what I bought the team for.
Well, some of them just
and,
got
and
wrong with
them.
Some of them
trying to tell Jerry
right
Jerry to take
some
money
out
of
them. Some of them.
I couldn't understand. It was like four of y'all at one time.
There was no owner who showed. There was no owner who showed more excitement and love than Mark Cuban after they won the championship. That Bama took the trophy in the bathroom to brush his teeth. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
He rode home with the trophy in a seatbelt beside him on the airplane. So I get what y'all saying. There are some, we can say this, there are some owners that the money is the motivator. But then you got a few owners who are like, man, I want a championship. I want my name to go down in the history as a owner of a sports team that beat everybody. And that's bragging rights. Go ahead.
Jerry, let me say this, even on Jerry. Jerry got 5 championships, so it ain't like he's never had one before, is what I'm trying to say. It's a lot of teams already have championships. It's only probably like 5 or 6 teams that has not won a championship, right? So you got those
teams. I think it might be more than that.
Looking, There's okay. Well, more than that, probably. But it's only 32 teams, so half.
A
wild day
scripted so they can win one.
Half the team. Yeah, that's why don't they?
Yeah, so those other five can win. I mean, since it's a conspiracy and it's a script,
we can sing at the same time, but we can't all talk at the same time.
Since it's
we can
a script,
sing at the same time.
That's why we let the rest of them win one.
I know I was talking, but I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
Jerry just wanted to speak it to Jimmy Johnson. Jerry just wanted to look in the eyes of Jimmy Johnson and say, to hell with you. I can win my way. That's what Jerry was. That's his motive.
Yeah.
Right.
He got all the like I just said.
But look at it.
He makes more money than anybody else in the NFL.
That's right.
He already at the top with that. That man won the Super Bowl, man. He won the Super Bowl, and you're not going to come in any meeting and tell him, well, this year Kansas City going to win again. No, you're not telling him that. No, sir.
Thanks.
All depends on what's in it for him. All depends on what's in it for him. Billionaires like money. So if you say I give you another $1 billion and for you to go ahead and just sit down over there in the corner and we'll see you next year, then he probably said, okay, no problem. Who knows?
Can I say this, ladies? Wait a minute. A billion dollars
ain't gonna mean nothing.
Same thing, though.
I said billion.
Ain't gonna mean nothing there.
But can I say my statement though? And then you can finish your statement. So
come on,
I'm saying, nobody wasn't in the meeting. All of us, all of this is speculation. So what I'm saying is, I said what I said because of what Eagle Dollar had on the video. He said it was scripted. The dude from the football team said it was a script. I ain't say read no book. I ain't say do none of that. I ain't say none of that. I'm going off of what two players from two different sports teams said. That's all I can go off of. If that's what they saying, what else I got to go on? If we all news people and we're listening to exact thing and they're saying that, then what am I going to call them, a liar? He just
They sound like they wrong.
Okay, Trees, we got your point. We got your point, Trees. Come on, Ted.
Really? All right, now, go ahead, let us finish talking, man. Gee, boy.
Go ahead, Ted. This will be our turn.
I was talking about as far as the money. Talking as far as the money aspect. You know, all of them billionaires, a billion won't make a difference to them. They make billions in their sleep, okay? And so, as far like you say, they want the glory. They get into that sport for to make money, yes, also to win championships. And as far as what we talk about Jerry, yeah, he has five. And like you said, Kale, your point, he does want to stick it to Jimmy Johnson. And he hasn't won one in, I say, over 20-some years. So he wants to win one before he dies. That's when he wants to go out to glory. He can't take that money with him. He got enough, and he's going to keep making money when he's gone for his family and generation. So that was my point. That's all. I mean, as far as the scripts and all that, I don't know. It's a four person, two people said it. You know, we got opinion, like we said, everybody got opinion on this and that. I don't know what's true and this and that. But like you say, ain't nobody going to be getting in no sport and be saying that, well, Kansas City going to win this and you ain't going to win that. And you playing, you ain't nobody going to give me $1 billion, and I'm already worth $10 billion as far as my team, and I go sit in the corner. No, I want that trophy, because with that trophy comes other endorsements, and I'm going to get another billion, couple of billions with that trophy.
Yep. And then there's the part about an owner being a somebody by owning the team. Think about it. Daniel Snyder got all the money in the world, but now he is not going to be introduced as owner of the Washington XYZ. And if he go to a Wizards game, a hockey game in D.C., he going to get booed. He ain't going to have that prestige and everything else because of that ownership part.
Hey, nah.
And again,
hey,
when you talk about Jerry, Jerry winning the chip means so much money as far as the Cowboys, man. Yeah, he's making a lot now, but he'd make a hell of a lot more if they run out of string with Dak and pull off a chip or two, man. Like, it's just way too much bread. And then ultimately, here's my big joke I'm gonna throw on the table. The one thing that can ruin all sports leagues is collusion and conspiracy of it being fixed. So the one thing that could kill the Golden Goose, y'all telling me that's what they doing every year? Nah, I can't buy that.
It makes no sense.
Daniel Snyder ain't never coming to Washington, D.C. ever again. You ain't got to worry about him being at no Wizards game, no hockey game, or nothing. You got everything he's got.
Hey, thank you for my next hat. I'm going to get a hat that says Washington XYZ. I like that. All right, great conversation. Hey, T, you finished? You got anything you want to add?
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right, y'all. College football, we come back. 563-999-3782.
Rickety growl, give me the cat soup, here I go, so rickety flame on Geronimo. Yo, I rickety burn, rickety rubber when I blabber. Great, I'm rickety make the wonder twins, the actor, fake, it's crazy. I'm rickety breaking backs and busting lips. I rickety freak, glad it's night, and those freaking tips. Shrimp, I'm rickety make enough noise like Bam Bam. Throw boulders from bedrock, you'll get dropped by slam, man, so check it. I rickety wreck this trick, oh, stuff. I give it to God, big stuff like Daddy Warbuck, oh, Anna. I rickety rock the coca,
Daddy Warbuck. Ah, that used to be, hey, when that junk used to come on in the club, boy, your man used to act a fool. I'm trying to tell you, God's effect. Yes, I love them. All right, y'all. College football kicks off tonight. First of all, I need to know, everybody knows I'm Maryland, D.C., everything. So I'm waiting for the Maryland Terrapins to introduce themselves to this 2023 college football season. You know what I'm talking about? But who are some teams that you guys are looking forward to watch their 2023 journey? Anybody? Did I say too
well,
much?
Well, personally.
I'll go. Can I
personally,
go?
Personally, I want to see Florida State. I want to see if Notre Dame's victory from last week was a fluke or if they're really going to have a great year because of the coach that they have. So that's the only intake I got in it right now.
Florida State, don't they play tonight?
I'm not sure.
I think Sunday. Okay. Okay. Anybody else? What?
Yes.
I want to see what happened with Prime.
That's the biggest.
Colorado.
Right there. Yeah. And that's crazy. Just hiring a coach has put them in the stratosphere that Colorado basically has never been in, you know. But I think TCU gonna give Colorado all that they can handle. TCU is not a slouch team. They are not a slouch team. So I believe TCU is gonna give Colorado a little more than they can bust. Maryland plays Towson, which should be a win for Maryland. You know, I'm calling it on the Big Ten Network. Come on, Maryland, Terrapins, do y'all thing. Did I tell y'all that I met Ralph Friesen the other day? I was psyched, y'all. I was so psyched meeting that man. I know he was like, if this dude don't get out my face. But, yeah, that was a cool moment for me. Anybody else? UConn versus North Carolina State.
I think that's going to be a game worth watching. UConn last season, they really wasn't given the they really weren't given the accolades that they should in my book. I think they played a better brand of football than everybody expected. They just didn't get the notoriety. Everybody was on Nick Saban and all of that other stuff. So, you know, it's a lot of games, y'all. It's a lot of games. We're looking at almost 40 games just tonight. And then tomorrow night, it's another 6 games. And then Saturday, we are going to be in college football heaven. You understand what I'm talking about? A lot of good games. A lot of good games. UNLV against Bryant. I've never even heard of Bryant. What is Bryant? And do you guys agree that Georgia should be number one at the start of this season? Does anybody have a problem with that? Your team seems to be sneaking up on everybody, Nas. Georgia number one now? Man.
Yeah, you know, to the victor go the spoils, you know what I'm saying? Nick Saban ain't the guy no more, man. It's UGA, man. It's what it is. Back-to-back champs.
You about to get on 57 list, Nas. I'm telling you right now, you about to be on that list for 57. Talking about something, you know.
See, man, this ain't right. We ain't never won nothing. We finally get a couple of y'all. Man, come on, man.
Right. What's wrong with Georgia being number one? They defended champions two times. And like you say, my team, I'm interested in Alabama. I want to see what Nick Saban going to do since he ain't winning no recruiting wars. You know? And Georgia the top dog now. So, let's see.
Well, I think that
that's going to get LSU.
Yeah, they're going to be nice. But also USC. I'm looking at that quarterback from USC, too.
Caleb
on that All-American. That dude that wore Caleb. Yeah, exactly. Exactly 57. So that's going to be interesting.
Can we all agree that recruiting has changed in a direction that none of us really saw coming? Because, I mean, it's like small teams, small schools are getting these A1 type players. And in the past, that was never the case. Everybody wanted to go to Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, you know, the bigger schools. And now it seems like the talent in college ball is being spread equally now. So that's something that I'm looking forward to. I want to see what these little schools can do with this talent. Could it be a situation where they find themselves in too deep a water, or will these guys prevail? Will these guys have the opportunity to really come out and make a difference? Dom, whatever you want to pronounce it, they play Tennessee State. Notre Dame is holding the number 13 spot down. Notre Dame is holding the number 13 spot down. You guys cool with that?
Nah, that's what I'm saying. They had a great victory over the weekend. One could call it lopsided. But I don't know, you know, with the school that they play, I would like to see they play Navy. They play Navy. So I would like to see how they're going to look once they start, you know, regular play and see what they're going to look like.
All right.
And how old is that quarterback? Sam Hartman seems like he's been in school for years, man. Dude about 30 playing for Notre Dame, so I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Oregon at Portland State. Oregon ranked number 15 right now. Y'all cool with that?
Yep. I am.
You know, some of these games I look at, y'all, and I say, why do they have a team? A.K.A. Georgetown. Why do y'all have a football team? Y'all are a basketball school, man. Cut it out. Cut it out. Howard. Come on, man.
Not a really.
Y'all about books and high learning. Stop. You know?
Hey, they get that money, man.
Yeah, but I went to a Howard game, and it was like, it was like the most boring time watching football I've ever had, you know. Iowa will be playing Utah State in Utah. Iowa ranked number 25 right now. Yeah, I mean, really all of the ranked teams will be playing. Oh, I'm sorry. Utah versus Florida is tonight. And Utah right now are ranked number 14. So, but they're the only ranked team playing tonight. And I think about Utah's season last year. Were they really that good? Or is it what they've done in the preseason thus far?
Utah had a pretty good team last year. They had a pretty good team. At one point, they were up in the top 10. At one point.
Hey, can I ask this question? Hey, is the playoffs, is it still 4 or did they change it to the 6 or 8 this year?
I believe it's the 4. I believe it's 4.
Yeah.
But you never know. To get more TV time, they might change it. We never know. Tennessee versus.
That, I thought they did to 6. At least research that when y'all get a chance.
Tennessee ranked 12th at Virginia, Nashville, Tennessee. crazy. Yeah. Number 12, Tennessee, will be playing Virginia, Nashville, Tennessee. I didn't even know it was a Virginia in Nashville.
Man, I don't know what that is.
You learn something every day. Oregon, Washington, ranked 10. They're playing Boise State. Texas, ranked 11th, playing Rice. And I think Rice is going to give them all they can handle. Seriously. I think Rice is going to give them all they can handle. Okay. USC, for whoever it was that asked about USC, they're ranked number 6 right now. And they'll be playing Nevada on Saturday. Baylor has no ranking. Baylor has no ranking, but they play Texas State on Saturday.
What's Penn State?
I'm trying to see. Yeah. Penn State is ranked number 7. And they play West Virginia. That's your team, Penn State?
I love Penn State.
Okay. That's what's up. But they play West Virginia 7:30 on NBC on Saturday. That's about it, you know, unless you guys are interested in Arizona. They'll be playing Northern Arizona at 10 p.m. UCLA versus Coastal Carolina. Hey, Coastal Carolina is one of those sneaky teams to me. They are truly a sneaky team to me because last year them boys came out to play. Them boys came out to play and they did the damn thing in my book. Monday night we got Duke versus number 9 Clemson. Y'all are cool with that? Clemson being number 9?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only time I ever cheer for Duke, man. I don't want Dabo to win nothing. I hope everything go bad for Clemson and Dabo Sweeney. So, yeah.
You don't like
Dabo, man? I don't like him either.
Come on, y'all. Why y'all don't like Dabo?
I don't like his name. But, that is a start to start.
We could start right there at the name.
Start with the name.
Okay. Yeah.
Indiana versus Ohio State. Ohio is ranked number 3 right now. We good with that?
Yeah. Ohio,
I'm very
yeah.
good with it.
Okay. It's at 3:30 p.m. on CBS Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that Marvin Harrison Jr., the truth, man. Until Georgia
yeah.
concussed him in that title game, they couldn't do nothing with that dude, man.
He's projected to go first as the wide receiver class in next year's draft. So
I don't mean to change the subject real quick, but y'all know Doug Peterson fired his own son. Cut his own son.
Cut his own son, Man, look here. Marcus called me on Tuesday. Man, what we doing? We stupid, we dumb, we keep doing dumb stuff. It's same old Washington. As soon as I get behind them, they do something stupid. I said, well, what's the problem, bro? Man, they cut Cashmere Allen. I said, Marcus, he'll be on the practice squad. Trust me. So what, man? No. We don't have nobody that do or does what he does in special teams. Why would you cut that? Wednesday, he was on the practice squad. You know what I'm saying? Hey. When your team has to make tough cuts like that, you got a good team. You have a good team. When players that normally would remain, when you're asking yourself like Dax Mem, you know, I just knew Dax Mem was going to be cut, but we kept him. And another thank you to my brother Tang for that excellent cornerbacker. What was his name, Tang? You know what I'm talking about. The dude we picked up from y'all.
I know who you're talking about, but we picked him up in 21. He ain't never played but 3 games, so y'all can have him. I don't even know his name, bro.
Well, they're saying that dude just boosted our roster.
Look,
so thank you.
And look, the 4 to 5 games, yeah, anybody going to boost your roster up. The 4 to 5 games he played in, when he did play,
wow.
he only had 3 tackles. So anybody going to boost your team up.
Did y'all hear the slander in that comment?
Exactly.
Anybody will go boost your team up. Anybody. Y'all can go get Mr. Rogers, and he'll make your team
better. It's football season, man. It's the S Talk Show combined with the Kale's Corner.
Oh, man.
He threw some serious slang at me just now.
Yeah, he did.
But, hey, again, I thank you for the young man because we didn't have a corner with his capabilities. We didn't have anyone who can cover linebackers, who can cover backs out the backfield. All our corners were slow and little. This man is big and fast. Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
Because I heard him say that they don't know what Chase Young going to do, so he going to plug in. If Chase Young don't do nothing, he'll be a good plug-in for where Chase Young left out at. I will say
man,
that.
Man, I think Chase time has come and gone. Seriously.
Yeah, that's sad.
I agree with you.
That's sad.
Chase can't stay. He can't stay healthy. It's not because of his play or character or anything like that.
Yeah.
He just can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
You know, preseason game, you put a stinger in your net, and we all know, you know, they have titles for stuff to keep us from being, you know, upset about it. But we all know a stinger with Chase Young is a neck game, plain and simple.
Stephanie Marbury said Chase Young is a bust. He's just a bust.
I wouldn't call the man a bust. I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't call the man a bust.
Okay.
That's just like me saying Trevor Lawrence is a bust. How can we call him a bust?
Trevor Lawrence.
Any playing time. Trevor Lawrence, whatever his name is.
You mean
Trey Young. Trey Lance.
Yeah, he just needed more time. He just said he hurt more than he was healthy. So, yeah, I agree.
Right. Big boy, what do you say on Chase Young?
I say give him one more season, and if he don't do it, he got to go.
Right.
One more season, okay. Okay.
And I don't care who you are. Your team not picking up your option says a lot. It says a lot. It says what they feel about you as a player for that team. And it pretty much mapped out your future. Seriously.
Yeah.
Because everybody worth their weight in gold gets picked up. That option gets picked up. And even some players where we've looked at and said, why did they give him all of that? Why did they pick him up? Well, the team saw something in him that they liked, that they felt as though they could work with. Chase Young, we've seen nothing. We've seen nothing in the past 2 years that would tell us Chase over Montez Sweat. No. Montez Sweat been balling out of control. He's been balling out of control. He set the pace for this defense on several occasions. And I'm talking while Chase Young was healthy. But yet still, Chase wasn't able. I'm really starting to think Chase Young is like Arakpo. Ron Arakpo.
Okay.
Ron Arakpo had one move his whole career. He had one move, running up the field like he's trying to get pressure in the backfield and then complain to the referees about he's being hold. Well, bruh, you the one walking around with 45-pound weights and chains around your neck, bruh. What you got to do is get off of that block. And Brian Arakpo would constantly allow other players to run him up the field. Go ahead, Lady T. I'm sorry. I done ran my mouth. Go ahead, Lady T.
No, is Cap still here? Cap still here?
No.
Is Nas still here?
Who's here? Yeah, Nas here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Come on with the last word, Nas. Give us the last word. Words of encouragement.
Oh, last words of encouragement? Yeah, let's get your pockets right tonight. Braves versus Dodgers. Strider at the mound. It's going down. Get your tickets in. It's time to make some bread for you. But overall, college football is back. We're going to get to see football in a real way on Saturday, all of us, with all your snacks and whatever you like to drink to watch the games. So, yeah, man, NFL is coming up, too. So we in a good sports sign. Shout out to Kel's Corner once again. Beautiful show. It was heated today. We got real debates in. But, hey, man, just like First Take, we come back on Tuesday and act like we wasn't even arguing with each other. So shout
exactly.
out to Kel's Corner.
Oh, man. Beautiful.
Oh, that was real beautiful. That was beautiful. Hey, guys. Listen, don't forget our sick and shut-in. Don't forget our sick and shut-in, guys. Because Kirby, I think Kirby's under the weather. Don't forget Hermina, Grandma, Mom, Betty, she's doing amazing. The kids that was in the car accident, everybody that had anything going on with their children, other people's children, just keep everybody in your prayers, you guys. DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. You guys, don't forget the pop-up. It's going to be Sunday, September the 10th between 2 and 6, 6016 Allentown Road. Don't forget our sick and shut-in. Peace, love, and soul, you guys. Enjoy your weekend. We will be back, God willing, 5 p.m. on Tuesday. Kel, what do you have?
Football coming. Football coming. Football coming.
Yeah, baby. I can't wait. Can't wait. Hey, listen. What I tell y'all all the time, if you love them, they should already know. You guys be safe this weekend. We'll talk to you on Tuesday, 5 p.m. And my baby, I got to steal it. Because I love it. Peace and soul.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't believe this, man.
Yo, Jeff, who they put you with, man?
She say what? She say what?
She got homemade soup and cornbread at her house.
All right. Yeah. That's that freedom food. So, yeah, we gonna go out. We gonna go out with some freedom music. All right, y'all be good.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Reese Cup, I love you, baby. Have a safe trip. Y'all have fun.